What a beautiful day in November. 6 degrees and sunshine. The Evan Bray Show at 8:36 this morning. Evan, can you feel it? Can you feel the vibe? Can you feel
the excitement? You know, I was talking with a friend on the weekend, and he said, you know, I'm kind of gun-shy after the Jays episode. He said, you know, I had it in my head that we were not only winning the World Series, but we're winning the Grey Cup, and then the World Series, of course, went the way it was. He said, you know, I'm still optimistic and hoping for the Riders, but I'm just protecting myself a little bit.
Well, we don't have to worry about a broken bat.
Yeah, that's true. Ball shouldn't stick underneath the tarp on the sidelines.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's going to be good. Now, it's going to be very nice weather. It's going to be a treat for people in Winnipeg who go to the Grey Cup this weekend. But there in the past has been so many frigid games.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
What was the coldest? Well, it doesn't have to be a Grey Cup. What is the coldest football
game? I was there in 95. So I was actually in police college. So I was going through my recruit training. So I wasn't actually on the job, which meant we trained Monday to Friday. We had the weekends off. And I had season tickets for the Riders then. So I was there huddling up, as they called it. Huddle up in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
It was very, very cold in the stands that game. Yeah, I remember.
I remember that one, too. I was down there for it, and we were up in, we call it the Himalayas, because it was the temporary metal seating that they had there,
yeah.
And we were right at the top.
Yeah, wasn't there some worry that that wasn't even going to stay standing at one point? They were worried about, anyway, it was, that was a cold game. We were sitting on the east side, I remember, and gosh, it was just like you couldn't feel your face, and after a while, it was tough to focus on the game, and it didn't help that, you know, there wasn't really teams in it that I cared that much about.
Right.
If the Riders had been in it, I think it might have been different. But yeah.
Well, we already had people talking about the 1991 game.
Oh, yes.
With, I guess it would have been Edmonton. And, I can't remember the other team who was there, but Montreal maybe? Anyway, it was minus 35 with the wind chill.
Very cold. Very cold. I mean, that's the thing. So people are going to be spoiled in Winnipeg this weekend because the weather is looking like it's going to be great.
And speaking of weather, nice and clear to see these beautiful northern lights, eh?
You know what, Shaq? I actually saw a post on Instagram last night and thought, I got to go out and take a look. So I went out, and, you know, sometimes in the city, it's not as good as if you're in rural Saskatchewan, but I was able to get to a spot where I could see them. But the posts on social media, some people had just an incredible view.
Yeah, you know what? Beautiful. There's good news and bad news real quickly about the Northern Lights. The bad news is it's solar flares that cause them.
Right.
And it's the Earth's atmosphere that protects us from them, and that's why you see the Northern Lights. So they look beautiful, but if we didn't have them, we'd all be dead.
Well, and I read a report. that's a good thought in the morning. I also read a report it could mess with radio signals, could mess with cell phone signals and whatever, because it's this, I think they're calling it a C4, which is second highest you can get. So it's a severe solar storm, but it does make for beautiful skies.
Thank goodness for the Northern Lights. The Evan Bray Show coming up at 8:36. Have a great show, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Shaq.